at the end of your feelings is possibly nothing. But at the end of your principle is a promise. And some of you are where you are. If you could be real with yourself, you have gotten yourself in some mess because of your feelings. We are losing control. And it's time for those of you in this room to take control. You've held up your someday. Either you didn't get the right information or you got it. You didn't use it. You're not getting up early enough. I don't know what you're doing. But when you leave, all I want for you is to live your someday. No more playing after today.
Because the only one that is stopping you is you.
I need you to take control over every single area, and it's someday gonna be your day.
No more excuses. No more, I'll start tomorrow. No more, just this once. No more accepting the shortfalls of my own will. No more taking the easy road. No more waiting for the perfect moment. And no more indecision, and no more lies. No more weakness. Now is the time for strength. And through strength, and through will, and through unwavering discipline, I will become who I want to be.
Stop running from it and run to it. Stop telling me what you're going through. The greats, they get to it, they go through it. And the harder it is, the better. Make it work. Let's go.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
I'm trying to tell you, you can win. You can win. Despite the circumstance, you can win. Despite the adversity, you can win. Despite the situation, you can win. Despite how much money you got in your bank, you can win. Despite the fact of your parents in your life or not, you can win. Despite the fact that you started behind, you can win. You can pull it off. No excuses. No more complaining. No more giving up. What's that thing that's going to pump you up and get you over that hill? What's going to pump you up and get you over that mountain? What's going to pump you up and get you past that disease? What's going to pump you up and get you past bankruptcy? What's going to pump you up and get you to the other dog on side? Come on, you can win.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
It's really hard to be led by your butt. But I'm not qualified. But I'm not good enough. But I'm not smart enough. But I didn't go to the right school. But I don't have enough money. But if you're ever gonna step into your future, if you're ever gonna step into your destiny, you're gonna have to get over your butt.
And that's what a pity party is when you have an undisciplined mind and you meditate on the wrong thing over and over and over again. If you're gonna throw a pity party, I give you 3 days and that's it. And after 3 days, you cut off your record player, your iPod, your MP3, and you come up with a plan.
Do I just sit there and settle? No, I don't. I say enough's enough, man, and I'm gonna make a change and I'm gonna keep going until I get it. You chase something that you believe you deserve until you get it. And it doesn't matter what happens to you. It doesn't matter how many times you get fired. It doesn't matter how many people don't believe in you. You just go until you get it. That's the point. Are you tired yet? Some of you need to get tired. You need to be tired of what's going on in your life. Get tired of your habits. Get tired of the actions that you're putting in every day. You gotta change, man, or nothing changes.
I woke up one day and stopped making excuses. I woke up one day and looked at the man in the mirror and was like, yo, bro, what are you doing? Wake up. It's showtime. Let's go.
I still grind. I love to grind. If you're competing in one of my businesses, I'm going to kick your ass because I'm going to outgrind you.
You have to be willing to work in places people don't see.
While the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
There's a motherfucker out there who wants what you have, who wants the position you are, who wants the job you have, who wants the wife that you have, or the husband. There's someone out there hungry and wants everything you can have. So make that a motivation for you.
This world ain't gonna give you what you deserve. This world gonna give you what you work for. I put that work in every single day. And when you wake up every single day and you put that work in, and yes, for some of us, it might be harder than others. Man, whatever. We do what it is we gotta do. Especially when we're desperate.
Winning is not loyal to you. It doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you get. Winning doesn't care how hard you work at times. Winning requires all of you and then more, and it promises you nothing. It's a mastermind of creating fear and doubt in your mind. It causes setback after setback. So the question is about winning. Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? Then why chase this thing called winning? Because the only thing that's guaranteed in life, if you don't chase it, is losing.
Get up. Go to class. Get up. Do your homework.
You wake up earlier than people. You stay later than people. You stay humble. You work harder than anyone when no one's there. I guarantee someone that feels bad about themselves soon will label you as he's built different. He's built different should be your label because people feel bad about themselves.
Your life is exactly what you wanted because every day you've had choices to make. You're responsible and credible for every single choice. You've made the choices.
And what I need you to do for me is why are you here and then take ownership of why you're here.
We don't have forever. Let's not act like it.
We're all going to die. And so I don't act like I'm going to live forever. So every opportunity I get, I murder it.
Process driven. I love it. I'm about that life. I get up every morning at 3 o'clock. When I want to get up, when I don't. When I feel like it and I don't feel like, why? Because I'm process driven. I'm not feelings driven.
That's asking you a question. It's asking you, what could you be? What could you be? What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? What could you be? I say you crank up the volume on that voice. Crank up the volume on that question. Max it out. So easy to put things off. So easy to say, you're gonna do it tomorrow. Well, I want you to reprogram your brain and tell yourself that tomorrow is not a viable option. Tomorrow doesn't work. You do it today. You get it done today. That's what you do. Too tired, too hungry, too sore, too hot, too cold, too whatever.
Stop rationalizing. Stop making excuses. Stop telling yourself little watered down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth.
Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Make the decision. Yes or no. Are you going to work out today? Yes or no. Are you going to win? Yes or no. Don't allow for any gray area in there. Get rid of the debate. And you know the right decision to make. So go and make it.
Hard work works. And you know what's great about our culture, y'all? The world's lazy. It's a good thing for you and me. Everybody will talk about it. Everybody will post about it. But nobody wants to roll up their sleeves and just go get it. And so what that means for me, I don't have to be the most qualified. I don't have to be the most talented. All I got to begin to do is to apply myself. And by default, I'm going to separate myself from the crowd.
If you set out and you say you're going to do something, do yourself a favor and don't lie to yourself. Because that is the worst thing that an individual can ever do. You think you lying to your peers. You think you lying to your teacher. You think you lying to your coach. At the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, you lying to you. Because that's your life. You make your bed, you gotta lay in it.
You aren't getting any closer to your 5-year plan or your 3-year plan or your 7-year plan or any plan that you've got unless you get up and start getting after it today. But you want to know something else? You're not in a graveyard yet. We get one life. And every passing moment, we will never get back again. The problem is, you think you have time. Stop wasting your life.
You got to make a decision. What's the decision? Now we're at the moment. The clock is ticking. Is it the decision to finally get serious? Is it the decision to stop worrying about what people think? What's the decision right now? What is it? Be honest with yourself. It's sitting right in front of you. What's the decision? What have you been hesitating on? What are you afraid of? Face it. Right now, what do you need to decide? I don't know what it is for you. But I know this, it's only a thought if you don't take an action. The difference between a thought and a decision is an action. You will have really decided if within this next hour you took some step towards it. Something. Something you do that you follow up with the action to make it real. Because you've been burying your dreams all your damn life. And guess what? You keep thinking you're waiting for the right time. Let me tell you something. You keep burying those dreams. The longer you wait, the harder they are to find. It's time you dig those things out right now and find them and put them right in front of you again and go chase them.
We are going to be aggressive, and that's got to be your default mode. The good deals that you think are going to come to you in the world, they're not going to come knocking on your door. You got to go out and make them happen.
Don't give me this thing, I have a difficult time with the time and I don't have time for this and I don't have that. You have time. You make the time.
I need to make all other sacrifices. Whatever it takes, I need to focus in a way that I've never focused before. That you can do. All the energy that's going to be required. Today, you can put that energy in. Today, you can light that fire. Today, you can get started.
What you do at night matters. What you do in the morning matters. What you do on Saturday matters. What you do on Sunday matters. The success clock doesn't give a fuck what day it is. It's going to run no matter what.
So put in the work. Put in the reps. It might take 10 reps, 20 reps, 30, 100 reps. It might take 1,000. Who cares? Just put in the rep. Put in the rep. Put in the rep. And keep putting in the rep. And after you keep putting the reps, put in some more reps. Then give me another rep. Give me a rep. Give me a rep. Give me a rep. If you put in the reps and you put in enough reps and you make the sacrifices, you will wake up one day and that rep will turn into a reward. So shut up and put in the rep.
If you are intentional and deliberate, every single day, if you do a little, you're going to wake up one day and your dreams are going to be a reality.
Accept that it's going to take time. Accept that you're going to have to do the work. Accept that it's going to be hard. And go fucking do it.
All your excuses are lies. Little lies that you think makes life easier, but they don't. Now I know in the morning, got that blanket, giving you a warm hug, and you got the pillow, which is whispering in your ear, telling you it's okay, telling you to stay just a little longer, but don't listen to them. They're lying to you. Listen to your alarm clock, which is telling you to get up and get some. Listen to the weight room, the pull-up bar, which is telling you to face reality. And listen to your will, which is telling you to get up and crush everything, regardless of how you feel. Don't negotiate with weakness. Kill it.
See, in life, you can go through life, you can come up with reasons or you can come up with results. You can come up with excuses or you can come up with achievements. You can go through life blaming or you can come up with solutions. The choice is in your hands, satisfaction or despair. We can choose that.
You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do now.
My new norm is you get up every fucking morning at 4 o'clock and you suffer. That became my new fucking life. Most people want to get out of it. I said, no, motherfucker, this is your new life. This is who you are.
I don't care how small it is. I don't care how minuscule the movement is, but make movement. Move forward and do that every single day, no matter what. You aren't getting any closer to your 5-year plan or your 3-year plan or your 7-year plan or any plan that you've got
unless you get up and start getting after it
today.
You trying to get to the next level and you just interested. You kidding yourself. Forget about it. If you want to get to the next level, if you want to eat it, if you want to live it, if you want to be it, if you want to do it, stop talking about it and get me full committed.
You can be the person who says, this is going to fucking work no matter what happens, no matter how frustrated I get, no matter how angry I get, no matter what, I'm fucking doing this.
If you're committed, you'll start today to let
go of your stories, your excuses, your reasons why you can't and why you won't. You'll upgrade your knowledge. You'll upgrade your skills. You'll come in every single day and figure out how you can achieve those goals.
It's about executing regardless of your emotions. These test days, they test your fortitude, your endurance, your discipline, your grit, your dedication, your determination, your mental toughness at the very moment when everything in you wants to do absolutely nothing. You gotta get the job done. Stop having dialogue with your emotions. Stop negotiating with your feelings and start to act. That's where people separate themselves from the pack. That's where people earn the right to success. They earn the money. They earn the life. They earn the relationship. They earn the body in those little moments where they don't want to do what they need to do, but move forward regardless of how they feel. That's what champions know, champions understand, and champions fucking thrive on.
What's stopping you? Are you too tired? Didn't get enough sleep? Don't have enough energy? Don't have enough time? Is that what's stopping you right now? Don't have enough money? Is that the thing? Or is the thing that's stopping you, you?
Excuses sound best to the person that's making them up. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get off the pity party. Telling everybody your sad and sob stories, trying to get people to show up to your pity parties and your pity parade. If you ever see me in a Rolls Royce, a 6 or 7 star hotel, living my life to the fullest, don't get jealous of me, because I work my ass off to get it. Nobody handed me nothing. Wake your ass up. Awaken the beast inside. It's game on. It's go season. It's time for you to take advantage of the access and the resources that you have in your country and your community. You got a problem with your life? You got a problem with your environment? Do something about it. If you want it, go get it.
Recognize the excuses are not valid. They're conjured up. They're fabricated. They're lies. And how do you stop the lies? You stop the lies with the truth. And the truth is, you have time. You have the skill. You have the knowledge and the support and the willpower and the discipline to get it done.
The fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. Everything is uphill that's worthwhile. And it's not going to come to you, and it's not going to fall in your lap, and it's not going to be something that, oh my God, it just was so simple. It's always going to be difficult.
If you want it, you got to go get it.
This is your chance. This is your shot. This is your moment. This is your time. This is your place. This is your opportunity.
This is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today. It's your dream. If you wanted to have it, get your butt up and make it happen. If you wanted to have it, rise and grind.
You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. It's grind season, homie.
Mental toughness is a lot different than motivation. Because if I said right now, everybody in here, everybody, we're all going to run a half marathon in 5 days. All of us. And we all going, yeah, and we're getting fired up. I said, yeah, we're going to start tomorrow at 5 a.m. And everyone's hugging each other. Yes, 5 a.m. We leave. 5 a.m. comes. It's dark. It's cold. Our bed is comfortable. It's hard to get motivated at 5 in the morning. And maybe you do it one day. But again and again, you go do it again and again. That is the X-ray vision. It's seeing through your broken bones to get to your goal. You got to train your brain by doing things that make you uncomfortable consistently to build this mindset that when things get hard, which they will be, we don't shy away, we don't quit, we attack. I'm seeing through all those walls. I'm getting to where I want to go.
You see, I've learned everybody on the face of this planet, they want something. Everybody that comes into this world, they want something. Everybody wants greatness. Everybody wants excellence. But the question is, what are you willing to go through in order to get it? What type of dedication? What type of commitment? What type of sacrifice?
I tell people all the time, if this is not your vision, if you don't see this as part of your real contribution, if it doesn't make you fully alive and express, and it's your real goals, bail. Quit sooner than later. But if you know it's right for you, then resilience is everything. the ability to be resilient toward your dreams, to keep marching on, win the struggle, the trial, the chaos, the frustration, the hurt, the anger, the disappointment, the shame, the regret, the embarrassment. When all that is there and you keep marching on, you know you'll be a successful person. It's the ability to be optimistic enough to know this too shall pass. This time shall change. I will find a way. I will honor my truth and keep pursuing my dreams. Thick and thin, storm or night, I will maintain my march.
Mental toughness says, not only do I climb that doggone mountain, I enjoy climbing the mountain. I get a kick out the mountain. I get a kick out the weights. I get a kick out of going up against the number one team. I get a kick out of fatigue. I get a kick out of the grind. I get a kick out of it.
I hope that you understand that every single person that you look at, every single person that you admire, every single person that you aspire to be like is literally just a regular human being like you that has worked their motherfucking ass off.
Now, it's going to be hard. Understand that. It's going to be very hard. But you ain't got nothing else to do, because let me tell you something about being not successful. Being not successful, that's really hard. So you might as well apply yourself to something that has a benefit.
And what some of you doing wrong, you play the game, but you not the game. You play football, but you not football. You got to go all in.
Some of you are feeling like giving up right now.
Don't do it. Don't do it. We need you here.
Emotions are simply emotions, which means it can't last. So no matter what you're feeling, that emotion will not stay. So never make a permanent decision based on a temporary emotion.
Don't believe everything you think.
You see, we naturally feel that if we think something, it's got to be true because it comes from within us. But just because you think something doesn't make it true.
And it's not the end until you've given up. And just the fact that you're here should persuade you there's still hope.
Don't you give up on your dream. It may take you twice as long. You may have to take courses and classes. You might not read as fast. You might not move as quick. You might not have as much. But don't you quit. It takes courage to be exceptional. It takes courage to be wise. It takes courage to be rich. It takes courage to be educated. It takes courage to be knowledgeable. Because the moment you do, but you don't talk like you, oh, you done forgot where you came from. Look at you talking. It takes courage. And I'm just wondering, in this weak, watered-down, mediocre society that we live in today, in this reality TV world we live in today, I'm wondering if there's anybody left that's got the courage to say, after all I've been through, and all my ancestors have been through, and all my parents have been through, I didn't come through all of that just to fit in with normalcy. I have the courage to go after my dream. Do you have the courage?
Everybody can stand up and do good when everything is all good. Everybody can smile when the sun shines. Everybody can do right when everything is going right. Everybody can do that. But everybody can't face opposition, adversity, and challenges and say, I've been waiting on you to come. I'm going to embrace you, and I'm going to figure out a way to use you, because you will never make me a person that people don't recognize before the adversity.
That's made up in my mind before the battle even happened, because I know I ain't running. I know I ain't quitting.
I would rather aim for the stars and not hit them than to not aim at all. I would rather go after it and not get it than not go after it at all. I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. I don't want to live with the idea, wonder what would have happened had I done more with my life. I'm going to go for it, come hell or high water. I'm going after my destiny.
I'm going to make a commitment, and no matter what happens, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get it done. That's the will. That's the most important part.
Like, you've seen people, like, in the midst of opposition, they're like, this is why I play the game. I've been waiting on the opposition. Where you been? This is why I signed up to do it. I was waiting on it so I could see what I'm made out of.
I just need you to keep moving. I need you to make up in your mind that the only way you can lose is if you quit. I just need you to keep going. If you don't have the will to get through all the stuff that you want to have to get through to get to the other side. The will. You are strong enough to climb any mountain. You are strong enough to get through any test. You have a will that was given to you at birth. I need you to exercise it.
If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
It's hard living your dream. It's hard changing your life. Once you've been knocked out by life, it's hard to pull yourself together and go back again. You're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to have a lot of failures. You're going to have a lot of struggles. You're going to feel dumb and ask questions and don't know what to do or where to go. You got to know why you're out here, because you're going to get your butt kicked. When the storms of life come, and they're going to come, when life pounces on you, and that's going to happen, when it catches you on the blind side and drop you to your knees, and that's going to happen, when your plans don't work out, and that's going to happen, when you start running out of money, and that's going to happen, when you want to give up, and that's going to happen, your reasons will be your rod and staff to comfort you. Your reasons will be your bridge over troubled waters. But you got to know why you're there, because your reasons, when life drops you to your knees, your reasons will help you get back up. When I wanted to give up. Why are you here, Les? Because I want to make Mama proud of me. Why are you here, Les? I promised my kids something I'm going to do for them. I'm going to give them a better life. I want to leave them a legacy. I'm not going to give up. Go back, fool, go back. No, no. I refuse to give up on my dream. And I'm not going to let anything stop me. Sometimes you have to back up and go within and pray and meditate and recharge your batteries. Go away, clear your head, and then come back and look at it from a different vantage point. Don't operate while you are under the spell or the effect of what's going on. See, we can't control the thoughts that come in our minds, but we can control the thoughts that we dwell on. So your thoughts have magnetism, and the most challenging thing is to discipline your thinking, behold the vision of what it is that you want. Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional, but you want to begin to discipline your emotion. If you don't discipline and contain your emotions, they will use you.
This is a test. This is the day I'm going to find out if my goals really are my goals. I'm talking about looking yourself in the mirror, looking yourself in the eye, and saying, I'm going to dominate today better than any other day.
You're going to get up. You're going to get dressed. You're going to get out. And you're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to be. And you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong.
I'm going to show them all they're wrong, because I'm the champion. I'm going to prove I'm the greatest. I'm gonna prove to you I'm the greatest. I'm gonna prove to the world I'm the greatest. There'll never be one like me.
Our character is defined by the choices we make on a moment-to-moment basis. It all adds up to the win. You might not win it today, but your efforts done today, even the failure felt today, are all measures that create the moment later. And if you got knocked down, found it difficult to get back up, try that same endeavor, then you find yourself victorious in that endeavor, that's the sweetest victory of all. That feels a confidence that's unbreakable.
And you've come too far to only come this far. So you fight if you have to. You call if you have to. You scrap if you have to. You do whatever it takes, because on the other side of that pain is your promise. So you get through, you'll get through, so you can get your reward.
We are taken apart slowly, convinced to take an easier path, enticed by comfort. Most of us aren't defeated in one decisive battle. We are defeated one tiny, seemingly insignificant surrender at a time that chips away at who we should really be. It isn't that you wake up one day and decide, that's it, I'm going to be weak. No. You have to be on guard. You have to hold the line on the seemingly insignificant little things, things that shouldn't matter. But things that do. It's not about winning. It's the battle itself. It's the struggle. It's the daily test. That's what life's about. I want to struggle. I want to grind and claw and scratch, and I want to dig in and I want to push. And I don't want it to end. I don't want to rest, but I don't want to coast. And I don't want to reach a point in my life where I say, I've done enough. No. Everyone listening to this, here's the deal. No complacency. No complacency. No backing off. No slack whatsoever. Fight.
the standard is the standard. We don't lower it. We compete, we fight, we scrap, we live to fight another day. We don't retreat against nobody. That ain't talent. That's essence. That's core. That's who I am as a person. That's how I get down. That's how I'm coming. That's what that is. And every time you get ready to stop, every time you get ready to quit, that's you as a man. But when you press forward, in the midst of the opposition, in the midst of the adversity, you're building a mentality that's going to sustain you 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now.
Because you want some different kind of results in your life, you've got to be willing to be unreasonable. If you want unreasonable results in your life, you've got to be willing to be unreasonable. Part of being unreasonable, you don't judge according to appearances. Part of being unreasonable, you can see it because you believe it. That's part of being unreasonable. Part of being unreasonable, you must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were. That's part of being unreasonable. And so I started going to work earlier. I started being the last one to leave here. I started working harder than anybody else. The other guys could not. Why would you work so hard, Les? I said, I'm not working for them. I've been cheating myself and my family. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do it with everything that you have. Develop the habit of giving more than what you're paid for. Develop the habit of setting standards that others will be measured by. Someone said, do not go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail.
Success is not measured on the days when the sun shines. Success is measured on the dark, stormy, cloudy days. And if you can't absorb failure, you're never going to meet success.
There's one thing about being in dark places. If you have the courage to stay in there long enough, your eyes will start to adjust to the darkness. Your body and mind will always adjust to more suffering, to more pain. If you want to push harder, know this. Your mind quits way before your body does. So you have to be willing to go way into that darkness and find more of yourself.
Failure is not final, it's formative. It is part of the process. It's part of the journey. Your failure matters as much as your success. How do you think you're going to grow if you don't ever fail? Every one of my successes is stacked on top of failures. Failure is just another peg in the ladder for me to go higher. And some of you in this room today, you need to change your mind because some of you are thinking about giving up because you're in a season of failure. But just because you failed doesn't mean that God doesn't have a bright future in store for you. It is always too soon to quit.
Don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't talk negative. Average people talk problems. The greats talk solutions.
My greatest moments didn't come from my greatest moments. My greatest moments came from my greatest defeats. Because it was during my defeat that I had to find a way to get back up. I love the sun, but things don't grow because of the sun. You have to have some rain. And you've got to stop looking at rain in your life as something bad.
Delay don't mean deny. Delay just means you're going to have to wait a minute. When the unsuccessful are in delay, they get nervous. They get worried. They give up. They quit. They stop. They surrender because they don't see what they think they should see. But when the successful are in delay, we work while we wait. We work, we grind in between time. We don't give up. We don't surrender. We don't quit. We see differently. Our perspective is different. And because our perspective is different, our outcomes are different. Our rewards are different.
I will my way through every situation, every trial, every tribulation. I will my way through it. I don't care if it's cancer. I will my way through it. I don't care if it's MS. I will my way through it. I don't care if I'm struggling in school and I'm trying to get a degree. I will my way through it. I don't care if you fail the boards. Go again. I don't care if you fail the law exam. Go again. Will your way through it. Some things you can skill yourself through. Some stuff you got to will your way through.
No pain lasts always. And when you make up your mind to deal with pain because you know what it feels like, man, ain't a devil in hell can stop what you're trying to do.
There's one side of pain that's the suffering and the discomfort side of pain. But then there's another side of pain that's called effort. It's called glory. It's called if you can find a way to push through pain, there's something greater on the other side of it. And if you never tap into it, it's because the first time you felt it, you back off.
Stop tripping when it get dark and you running. You running from your success. Why would you do something for 10 years then quit? If you was gonna quit, you should have quit when you put your first grand in it. You like 9,800 hours deep into it. It only takes 10,000 hours. So it's not the darkest moment that's the problem. You the problem. And your perspective is the problem.
Every time you come up to a challenge, you quit, you surrender, you give in. Every single thing I go through, I remember I was homeless and I draw from it. Every single time I'm going through pain, I remember that I've gone through pain since I was a kid. I draw from it. Recycle your pain. Get something from it. You're already in pain. Use it. Do something with it. Allow it to take you to the next level. Allow your pain to push you to greatness.
Accept where you are and the responsibility that you're going to take yourself where you want to go. We have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them.
The difference between the winners in life and the people that constantly live their lives on the lowest level is that the winners handle problems better. They look at the situation and they say, what do I need to do, instead of why me? And they look to fix the problem so that the next time around, they're prepared for it. If you want to be a real winner in life, don't try and avoid problems. Get really masterful at handling them.
See, a lot of people want to exempt themselves from taking responsibility. All they want to do is talk about the problem. Every time you see them, they'll tell you their story over and over and over and over again. No, no. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. You can decide that you're going to change, that you're not going to be a wimp. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim.
You must have faith. You must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were.
The strength and the courage to make it through, the enduring power, the ability to persevere, to handle it. It will pad you. The inner power to overcome, to come back again. So in order to begin to prepare for the storm, you've got to go within and start working on yourself.
You've got to get grounded. You've got to train your mind to serve you. Meditation is one of the ways in which you can do that. Reading is one of the ways that you can do that. Listening to music is one of the ways that you can do that. Exercise is one of the ways in which you can do that. Things that you can do to still your mind, to clear your thoughts, so you can think.
I had a program for myself. I have books that I read that inspire me, tapes that I listen to that fire me up. Because you're going to have sometimes low moments when you won't want to get out of bed. You just want to stay there. At times you won't want to come out the house. At times you'll be feeling bad and don't know why. What's wrong? I don't know. Just leave me alone.
The first tendency is to panic. When they said, your mother has breast cancer. I panicked immediately. I started grieving and crying. I fell on the ground. Oh, God, I can't handle this. I never thought this day would come. I can't deal with this pain. See, what the storm does, ladies and gentlemen, it empowers you. It strengthens you. When you go through a storm, when you come through that kind of experience and able to reclaim your life, you come back with a certain kind of power, and you'll never be the same again after that experience. There are certain things, when you go through those things and you come up out of those things, you come up a different kind of person, different spirit, different power, different energy. It builds character. Don't ever say when you're going through some rough time, I'm going through a really bad, tragic time. No.
You should take pride in wanting to quit and not quitting. Hey, shit's really hard right now, dude. You're really struggling right now. But here's the thing. Right now is when everybody else quits. Right now is when everybody else is going to fall behind. Right now is when everybody else decides to do something that's easier or faster or not as hard. And that's what gets you ahead. That's what gets you to have pride. Because those struggles, those feelings, those things that are difficult, they are there to test you. This pain, this conflict, this tragedy, this tribulation is the test. Don't fail it. Stay strong. Don't ever quit. Struggle is a privilege. Hardship is a privilege, because those struggles, those hardships, those things that you face will turn you into an unstoppable motherfucking machine. So if you want to create super high confidence, super high self-esteem, super high momentum, that feeling I'm super powerful, I'm invincible, I'm the fucking man, or I'm the fucking woman, you have to take pride in not quitting when other people are going to quit. You have to take pride in
executing your job to the very best of your ability when everything around you is going wrong. That's what gets you out of the storm.
You can't just focus on this moment. You've got to hold the vision. Hold the vision of things improving. Hold the vision of your health coming back. Hold the vision of being financially independent and debt-free. Hold the vision of your relationships working out. Hold the vision of everything being all right.
Because what you're going to discover as you're going towards your dream, as you're going towards your goal, there are going to be so many people that come up against you, so many obstacles, so many trials, so many tribulations. And when people ask me, E.T., like for real, E., I know you can give me 20 things that you've done to help yourself to become successful. But E.T., I just need like one or two. Can you give me one or two? And one of the things I tell people is I outlasted the pain. I outlasted the pain. When I was sleeping in those abandoned buildings, I kept telling myself, one day you'll be a homeowner. Every time I walked into that abandoned building, I told myself that this might be your current circumstances, but this will not be how the story ends. All you have to do, E.T., is to survive today. Survive today. I knew that I would not be a high school dropout for the rest of my life. I knew I got to get through this one day. And so every single day when I wake up homeless, one day. Every single day when I woke up in that abandoned building, one day. One day is going to be E.T.'s day, but that day can't come if I give up today. So every single day when I woke up, I kept telling myself, today might not be the day, but soon it will be my day and I will recycle my pain. What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you? Or will you let it redefine you?
I will not go down that way. I choose to fight back. I choose to rise, not fall. I choose to live, not die.
You keep standing. No matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up. You keep standing.
This is not time to quit. We might be discouraged, but we're not defeated. This is not our time to give up. We thrive in the discipline. We thrive under problems. We thrive under stress. That's what we do. We are acquainted with sorrow. We are acquainted with grief, but we rise.
You're going to have some hard times. There are going to be difficulties. Eric, things are not going the way I planned. If success was easy, everybody would do it.
When you get knocked down and you're going to get knocked down, when you run into some roadblocks and you're going to run into them, when you have some setbacks, you can always be able to bring yourself back in knowing if someone has done it, it's possible that I can do it.
It's necessary, ladies and gentlemen, when you're working on your dream, that you learn how to handle rejection, that you become empowered by it, that don't let it stop you. Most people, when they hear no or they're rejected, it takes their power away and they become discouraged. They lose their spirit. They lose their energy. They stop. No. I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's necessary to face a lot of rejection, a lot of no's. I don't have any college training. I don't have any credentials. It was necessary that I face a lot of rejection, a lot of laughter, a lot of no's in order to get here. It was necessary that I face that. And I'm saying to you, when you're facing those rejections day in and day out, don't say, I had a bad day today. Say, I had a character building day.
And there are people out there and there are things out there that are trying to take you down. Things are going to go wrong. And when things go wrong, it's pretty easy just to say, you know what, I'm going to stand down or I'm going to give up. And you can do that. But I think no. I think no. I think keep fighting. And you keep fighting and you keep fighting and you keep fighting no matter what. You never, never quit. And if you feel like your life is in a place where you can't get any lower and you don't think you can find any way out, because that means the ultimate challenge is ahead of you. It means you can only go up. And it also means that things are going to be tough. Things are going to be tougher than anything you can imagine. But that storm that you're in, from your perspective, it seems like that storm is enveloping the whole world. But I'm telling you, it is not. The storm that you're in, it is hard to see out of that storm. It's hard to see past it. It seems like the storm is everything, but the storm is not everything, and it won't last forever. You can get out of the storm, and you will get out of the storm. And when you get out, you're going to see the sun. But right now, you're being tried. You're being forged. You're being tested by fire and by pain. Don't fail the test. Don't give in. Don't quit. Fight on. Fight through the storm. Fight through the pain and come out the other side stronger and tougher and better, victorious and free from that storm, free from the darkness. It's the one life you've got. So go and live a life that in the end allows you to look back and say, hell yes, I do it all again.
Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months, a whole year. That one single day, that one day you didn't get up, could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long.
Those 15 minutes, that sweet, that you're going to push back your dream, that you're going to push back your goal.
You are where you are because of your feelings. You're not on principles right now. That's not what drives you. You would be a millionaire right now if you stopped going back to bed. Yeah, you got the mentor. Yeah, you got the book. So what? The books can't make you get your butt up.
But what can is your principles. And your problem is either you ain't got none or you ain't living by the ones you have.
And some of you, there are things you like, you have absolutely no control. You are like a slave to you. You are a slave to your personality. You are a slave to some of your vices. You are a slave to some of the things you like. You are a slave. You have absolutely no control. And what I'm telling you is the reason why we fast from time to time is not that we have to fast, but at some point you gotta fast because you gotta tell the flesh who's in control. I'm in control. You're not in control. I know you don't wanna wake up. You don't have an option. Get up. We trying to eat.
So many of you know damn good and well, deep down, you have no excuse.
Are you the kind of person that can draw the line in the sand? Are you the kind of person who can say, this is enough? Are you the kind of person who says, I am fucking done with that, and I'm going to become what it is I know I can become? And we want that change more than we want that pizza, more than we want that cigarette. We want the fucking change more than the sacrifice we're going to make to get it. That's the difference between winners and losers. Everything in your life changes when you learn how to draw a line in the sand.
Like, what is it going to take for you to do it? I don't know. I just know this is my year.
All of us in life have things we want. We don't get what we want. We get what we have to have. We all get what we tolerate in ourselves and other people. But when you're no longer willing to tolerate something, that's when your life changes. The difference in people is their standards, period. Everyone in the world has a list of things they think they should do. I should lose weight. I should work out. I should work harder. I should make more calls. I should. And then you know what? People don't do their shoulds, and they get mad at themselves, and they what I call should all over themselves. They beat themselves up about it. What changes people is when your should becomes a must. When suddenly the thing you said should happen has to happen. That's when human beings change. It's like if you want to take the island, burn the boats. Because if there's no way to go back, it's amazing what happens when it's a must to do something versus a should. The number one thing that's going to change your life, the only thing that will change your life, change your business, change your money, change your relationship, is you must raise your standard.
If you can't stick to something for 5 fucking days, you deserve to have a shitty life. You deserve to get your ass kicked. You deserve to be miserable. We're talking about 5 fucking days. We're not talking about 50 years. We're not talking about the 5 years it probably takes to build something worthwhile. We're not talking about the 5 months it could take for you to lose 100 pounds. We're talking about 5 fucking days. And you can't even stick to it for that. So what the do you think you deserve? You deserve exactly what you get.
This is your year.
your year for change. It's time to make that change right now. It doesn't matter if it's the first, the second, the third, the first week, the second week. It's the new year. You have new opportunities. There's new doors opening for you every single day. You have to just walk through them and be who you were meant to be on this earth.
You meet somebody wealthy? Their family at one point was not wealthy. And then the one shows up. The one. One person changes a family tree forever. In my family, I'm the one. And it wasn't because I wanted it or I hoped for it. I fought for it. I want to win. I want to fight for my family. I want my mom and dad proud of me. I want my kids proud of me. I want me proud of me. I want to look in the mirror and be happy with the man I look back at. That he gave it everything. That he went for it. But here's the truth. Most people's dreams can be bought. With enough failure, with enough rejection, they will sell their dreams. They can't still fight. They can get a little bit, but when it gets a little too hot, they go, boom, sold, buy the dream. You can have it. It's not worth it to me. And their will to win is buyable. You can buy it. But if you decide my will cannot be bought, I don't care how long it takes, you can't buy this dude out. I'll keep fighting for my family. I'm the one. I'm going to change my family tree forever. That's the decision. Decide now. You're going to keep negotiating the price or can you not be bought?
Don't give up on yourself. Don't throw the towel in so quickly. Many people give up on the 1 yard line. You know the human spirit is powerful. There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit. There's greatness in you. And you've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critic inside. And since I'm going to do this, I'm going to harness my will. And I'm not going to let anything stop me. I deserve this. Working on yourself, talking to yourself. That's so very important. Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue that's going on all the time. You've got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up! I'm in control here. You've got to have an uplifted expression. Watch your body posture. All of these things affect you psychically. Start working and developing yourself now and prepare yourself for what it is that you want because you expect to get it.
All I need you to do is speak up and say, I expect to win. Declare that it's over. That yesterday was the last day that you were a loser. Like yesterday was the last day you expected to come up short. When you set out for a goal, expect it to happen. Expect to be successful. Expect it to be positive. If you can expect it, if you can wake up feeling like a winner, if you can wake up talking like a winner, if you can expect that everything you do will come out winning, I guarantee you, you never ever have to come up short again.
It might be year 2, 3, 4 before you get your big win, but you could decide now, I'm going to walk, talk, and be a different person. You decide that. You're the lead character in the story of your life. Everything has to do with you intending to win. Too many of you are playing with your business. If you make that shift, I'm going to win. We're going to play to win now. We're not playing to play. We're not playing to see how we do. We're not playing for fun. Once you start getting some winning, you start changing. You talk different. You walk different. All of a sudden, this isn't the same damn human being. You can change you. You'd be surprised what a little winning would do. You'd be surprised how good you'd be if you just decide to win. Be number one in your office, number one in your region. And when you start stacking them up, your life can change.